come, my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قول لا منه ولا نعي Oh Allah, send your greetings of peace on him, Rasul Shafi'ullah. He is Habib, he is my Nabi, he is Ahmad and my Muhammad. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abada.
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban Butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
Shafi'ullah, he is Habib, he is my Nabi, he is Ahmad and my Muhammad. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم بقى النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم فمبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأنه خير خلق الله كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم
السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام
And what's your name?
Adila
And how old are you?
8
MashaAllah. And tell me, my darling, did you fast last year?
Yes.
How many did you keep?
All,
MashaAllah. And this year?
All.
InshaAllah. And tell me, what's the name of your story?
The Hairy Toe.
Okay, go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Adil Ahmed. And I hope you're feeling brave today, as I have a very scary story to share. It is called The Hairy Toe. By F.E. Slosher. Once there was an old woman who went out in the wood to dig up some roots to cook for dinner. She spotted something funny sticking out of the leaves. and dug around until she uncovered a great, big, hairy toe. There was some good meat on that toe, which would make a really tasty dinner. So the old woman put it in her basket and took it home. When she got back to her cottage, the old woman boiled up a kettle full of hairy toe soup, which she ate for dinner that night. It was the best meal she had in weeks. The old woman went to bed that night with a full stomach and a big smile. Around midnight, a cold wind started blowing in the tops of the trees around the old woman's house. A large black cloud crept over the moon, and from the woods a hollow voice rumbled, "Hairy toe, hairy toe, I want my hairy toe." Inside the house, the old woman stirred uneasily in her bed and nervously pulled the covers up to her ears. A stomp, stomp, stomping sound came from the garden path outside the house. The night creatures shivered in their burrows as a hollow voice howled, "Hairy toe, hairy toe, I want my hairy toe." Inside the house, the old woman snapped awake. Her whole body shook with fright as she listened to the angry howling in her garden. Suddenly, the front door of the cottage burst open with a bang, snapping the bar in two and sending it flying into the corners of the room. There came the stomp, stomp, stomping noise of the giant's feet walking up the stairs. Peeping out from under the covers, the old woman saw a massive finger filling her doorway. It said, "Hairy toe, hairy toe, I want my hairy toe." The old woman sat bolt upright and shouted, "I ate your hairy toe." No one ever saw the old woman again, but in her garden lies a giant footprint with a missing big toe.
Oh my, I'm going to be thinking of that hairy toe for the rest of the day. Jazakallah for reading that funny story. Did you enjoy reading it? I know for iftar, you're definitely not going to be eating any hairy toes, are you? No, inshallah. Let's go for a quick break.
رب فرمایا محبوبہ زمانے سارے تیرے نے.
Around this time of year, there's only one fruit that's on my mind, and I'm listening for it. It doesn't grow in Joburg, so we must wait for someone in Durban to send us some. I'm listening for lychees, I'm listening for lychees, I'm listening for lychees, I'm listening for leeches. My auntie came from Durban, and when she walked in, the only question I asked, "Did you bring me a bunch?" I always start to smile when the timer with the bucky starts selling leeches on Nirvana Drive. I'm listening for leeches, I'm listening for leeches, I'm listening for leeches.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Alia.
Alia, how old are you?
11.
And what grade are you in?
5.
MashaAllah. Tell me, my darling, what's the name of your story?
Nancy Clancy, The Secret of the Silver Key.
Okay, go ahead.
Chapter 1. Past, Present, Future. "That's really a camera," Lionel asked. Nancy could see the skeptical look on his face. Skeptical was a new favorite word of hers. It meant a person doubted whether something was true. "Yep, it belonged to my mum," Mr. Dudeney said. 50 years ago, Polaroid cameras like this one were high-tech. They let people take photos in a brand new way. Nancy's teacher was holding up a silver and black box, so everyone in room 3D could see it. The front of the camera pulled out like an accordion with a large round lens on the end. You put in film, snapped a picture and out popped a piece of paper. In about a minute, you'd see the picture appear on it.
Ooh, it sounds like magic, Clara said. Can you show how it works?
Unfortunately, no. The kind of foam you need is hard to find and pretty expensive. Now, but I have some Polaroid pictures taken with this camera. Mr. D passed around a bunch of small square photos. The colors in all of them were very faded. My mother is the girl in the tie-dye t-shirt. Mr. D, your mum and her friends were hippies, Nancy said. She and Bree were looking at a photo of a boy with hair down to his shoulders, and another two of girls with their arms around each other, one in a floppy hat and blue granny glasses, and the other wearing lots of love beads and a necklace with a peace sign.
Mashallah, and did you enjoy reading the story?
Yes, I did.
And tell me, is that your favorite book?
Yes.
It is, mashallah. I'm sure it has a wonderful moral at the end of the story. For the butterflies who still want to read it, you'll have to get your hands on that book. Did you get it from the library?
Yes.
You did? And tell all the little butterflies the name of the book again.
Nancy Clancy's Secret of the Silver Key.
The Secret of the Silver Key. My butterflies, I'm sure you'll enjoy reading it. Let's go for a quick break.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, ag main ho gaya juda tumse, main ho jaunga badnaam. Sacha pyaar hai ye zindagi ka, yaadon mein doob jata hu. Ek din ki hai ye zindagi, mere pyaar ki kahani. बस एक ख्वाहिश मेरे दिल की मुझे छोड़ के ना जाना तेरे प्यार की तारीफ करके मैं मेरे दिल को आराम आता है ये
Oh, mere Mullah.
ओ मेरे मौला। प्यार प्यार प्यार, I love you Allah। मेरा प्यार मेरे रबी गफूर रही, हर सांस पे तेरा नाम सुभान अल्लाह वा बिहम्दिही।
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.